Today is the 20th day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. As we greet a brand new, shiny, sparkly week, and remind ourselves that it's a reset, and the story of this week will be written. It will be written by us. We will live it. And it will be created out of the choices and thoughts and words and interactions that we have this week. And may we be wise. And one wise move that we make every day is to come here around the global campfire and take the next step forward. And so let's do that. It's a brand new week. We'll read from the Christian Standard Bible this week. And picking up in the story that we left off, the giving of the law and the enactment of, well, where we left off yesterday, Aaron and his sons are going through the ordination process. What we are watching is the formation of the culture of Israel, the Hebrew people, the children of Israel. Today, Leviticus chapter 9, verse 7 through 10, verse 20. Then Moses said to Aaron, "Approach the altar and sacrifice your sin offering and your burnt offering. Make atonement for yourself and the people. Sacrifice the people's offering and make atonement for them, as the Lord commanded." So Aaron approached the altar and slaughtered the calf as a sin offering for himself. Aaron's sons brought the blood to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and applied it to the horns of the altar. He poured out the blood at the base of the altar. He burned the fat, the kidneys, and the fatty lobe of the liver from the sin offering on the altar, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He burned the flesh and the hide outside the camp. Then he slaughtered the burnt offering. Aaron's sons brought him the blood, and he splattered it on all sides of the altar. They brought him the burnt offering piece by piece, along with the head, and he burned them on the altar. He washed the entrails and the legs and burned them with the burnt offering on the altar. Aaron presented the people's offering. He took the male goat for the people's sin offering, slaughtered it, and made a sin offering with it as he did before. He presented the burnt offering and sacrificed it according to the regulation. Next, he presented the grain offering, took a handful of it, and burned it on the altar in addition to the morning burnt offering. Finally, he slaughtered the ox and the ram as the people's fellowship sacrifice. Aaron's sons brought him the blood, and he splattered it on all sides of the altar. They also brought the fat portions from the ox and the ram, the fat tail, the fat surrounding the entrails, the kidneys, and the fatty lobe of the liver, and place these on the breasts. Aaron burned the fat portion on the altar, but he presented the breasts and the right thigh as a presentation offering before the Lord, as Moses had commanded. Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and blessed them. He came down after sacrificing the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the fellowship offering. Moses and Aaron then entered the tent of meeting. When they came out, they blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Fire came from the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat portions on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell face down. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, each took his own fire pan, put fire in it, placed incense on it, and presented unauthorized fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them to do. Then fire came from the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord has spoken. I will demonstrate my holiness to those who are near me, and I will reveal my glory before all the people." And Aaron remained silent. Moses summoned Mishael and Elzaphan, sons of Aaron's uncle Uzziel, and said to them, "Come here and carry your relatives away from in front of the sanctuary to a place outside the camp." So they came forward and carried them in their tunics outside the camp, as Moses had said. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, "Do not let your hair hang loose, and do not tear your clothes, or else you will die, and the Lord will become angry with the whole community. However, your brothers, the whole house of Israel, may weep over the fire that the Lord caused. You must not go outside the entrance to the tent of meeting, or you will die, for the Lord's anointing oil is on you." So they did as Moses said. The Lord spoke to Aaron, "You and your sons are not to drink wine or beer when you enter the tent of meeting, or else you will die. This is a permanent statute throughout your generations. You must distinguish between the holy and the common, and the clean and the unclean, and teach the Israelites all the statutes that the Lord has given to them through Moses." Moses spoke to Aaron and his remaining sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, "Take the grain offering that is left over from the food offerings to the Lord and eat it, prepared without yeast, beside the altar, because it is especially holy. You must eat it in a holy place, because it is your portion and your sons from the food offerings to the Lord. For this is what I was commanded. But you and your sons and your daughters may eat the breast of the presentation offering and the thigh of the contribution in any ceremonially clean place, because these portions have been assigned to you and your children from the Israelites' fellowship offerings. They are to bring the thigh of the contribution and the breast of the presentation offering, together with the food offerings of the fat portions, to present as a presentation offering before the Lord. It will belong permanently to you and your children, as the Lord commanded." Then Moses inquired carefully about the male goat of the sin offering, but it had already been burned up. He was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's surviving sons, and asked, "Why didn't you eat the sin offering in the sanctuary area? For it is especially holy, and he has assigned it to you to take away the guilt of the community and make atonement for them before the Lord. Since its blood was not brought inside the sanctuary, you should have eaten it in the sanctuary area as I commanded." But Aaron replied to Moses, "See, today they presented their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord. Since these things have happened to me, if I had eaten the sin offering today, would it have been acceptable in the Lord's sight?" When Moses heard this, it was acceptable to him. Mark 4:26-5:20. "The kingdom of God is like this," he said. "A man scatters seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day. The seed sprouts and grows, although he doesn't know how. The soil produces a crop by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the full grain on the head. As soon as the crop is ready, he sends for the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed that, when sown upon the soil, is the smallest of all the seeds on the ground. And when sown, it comes up and grows taller than all the garden plants and produces large branches so that the birds of the sky can nest in its shade." He was speaking the word to them with many parables like these, as they were able to understand. He did not speak to them without a parable. Privately, however, he explained everything to his own disciples. On that day, when evening had come, he told them, Let's cross over to the other side of the sea. So they left the crowd and took him along since he was in the boat, and other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking over the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. He was in the stern, sleeping on the cushion. So they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we are going to die?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Silence, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And they were terrified and asked one another, "Who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." They came to the other side of the sea, to the region of the Gerasenes. As soon as he got out of the boat, a man with an unclean spirit came out of the tombs and met him. He lived in the tombs, and no one was able to restrain him anymore, not even with a chain, because he often had been bound with shackles and chains, but had torn the chains apart and smashed the shackles. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and knelt down before him, and he cried out with a loud voice, "What do you have to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you before God, don't torment me." For he had told him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." "What is your name?" he asked him. "My name is Legion," he answered him, "because we are many." And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the region. A large herd of pigs was there, feeding on the hillside. The demons begged him, "Send us to the pigs so that we may enter them." So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned there. The men who tended them ran off and reported it in the town and the countryside, and people went to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and saw the man who had been demon-possessed sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs. Then they began to beg him to leave their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged him earnestly that he might remain with him. Jesus did not let him, but told him, "Go home to your own people and report to them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So he went out and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And they were all amazed. Psalm 37, 30 through 40. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom. His tongue speaks what is just. The instruction of his God is in his heart. His steps do not falter. The wicked one lies in wait for the righteous and intends to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in the power of the wicked one, or allow him to be condemned when he is judged. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will watch when the wicked are destroyed. I have seen a wicked, violent person, well-rooted, like a flourishing native tree. Then I passed by and noticed he was gone. I searched for him, but he could not be found. Watch the blameless and observe the upright, for the person of peace will have a future. But transgressors will be eliminated. The future of the wicked will be destroyed. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord, their refuge in a time of distress. The Lord helps and delivers them. He will deliver them from the wicked and will save them because they take refuge in Him. Proverbs 10, 6 and 7. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The remembrance of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for bringing us safely and successfully into this brand new week. And today we heard words from the Psalms. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom. His tongue speaks what is just. The instruction of his God is in his heart. His steps do not falter. Lord, that is what we want our lives to look like. And we confess plenty of times our steps have faltered. We cannot do this on our own, and so we humble ourselves before you, asking your Holy Spirit to come and lead us, that we might be transformed. That you are holy, so we must be holy, as we are learning in the Old Testament. Help this to begin to sink in, that there are things that have to change, and guide our steps as we collaborate with you, acknowledge you, step forward with you into what needs to change. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family, my Debhas, my family that came straight from God. Today is the 16th of February, 22, and my name is Memory. I live in Hampshire, England, and I've been listening to the DAB for nearly 10 years now, thanks to my baby brother, Pedzi. God bless him. This is my first time to call family. I am asking if you may please pray for my 15-year-old niece, MJ, who has serious anger issues and is being very rebellious and getting into trouble at school. My sister is dealing with a lot of issues at the moment, and the rebellion in MJ is really affecting her. Please may you pray that MJ be at peace with the passing of her dad, and also that she stops acting up at school and at home. Please also pray for her brother who is in the midst of it all, and for my sister, that God may meet her at a point of need. I thank you, my daily audio Bible family. I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you. And I also thank you, thank Brian and all the Harding family and the people that work behind the lines to keep this platform going. Have a blessed day.
Hello, this is John from the UK. I'd like to pray for my daughter, Hannah, who's 13 and a half. Who has anorexia nervosa. She was a perfectly healthy girl until about September and just started restricting on her eating and drinking to the point where she was dehydrated and had to be admitted to hospital. She's in hospital now with my wife, Rachel, who has been caring for her, and she's been in the hospital with her 24/7. Most of the time, and is quite exhausted. We've had a lot of prayer, but we ask that in Jesus' name, you would set Hannah free from any evil that is making her not eat or drink, and free her to eat and drink normally like a healthy girl, and be the healthy, happy Hannah that she was, especially if she gave her heart to Jesus last summer at the church youth camp. So I pray, please agree with me in Jesus' name. that she would be healed. Thank you very much, and bless you all. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Curious George from Georgia, first-time caller. New to Daily Audio Bible, this is Thursday, 17th of February, my one-month anniversary of finding and joining Daily Audio Bible. It is so good to hear the prayers of people from all over the world. I so enjoy hearing the different accents of believers all around this planet. It is so good to hear encouragement and prayers from other believers and to know that through prayer we can help each other. I'm reminded of one of my favorite verses in James chapter 5, where it says, "The fervent, effectual prayer of righteous people will availeth much." I believe that's the old King James Version, but I think you get the feeling. It's so good to hear people, and I so want to be able to pray better for the people that I hear, but it's hard to remember all of them, of course. But just, I want you to know that I'm with you, I love you all, and I am praying for you. This, again, first-time caller. I want to check in regularly and become part of this community and this giant global campfire. I look forward to more encouragement and more praying. Talk to you later. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is BWNNC. I want to call in this morning. First of all, I want to pray for the young lady that called in on, the call was played last on February the 8th, who is suffering from abuse and is new to our country. And so, Lord, I just pray that you come alongside this young lady, give her a faith community in her local area where she can go and she can be safe and she can find resources that she needs for help. Lord, I pray that you protect her in the interim, and Lord, please I pray for the heart of the abuser, Lord. Please just overcome the evil in this person's heart. Convict them with your goodness, so that they may see the error of their ways. So Lord, I just pray that in your name. Before I go, I just want to say a hello to a few DAB friends and family. I want to say, I'm thinking of you guys. Let's see, who am I thinking of here? I'm thinking of Victorious Soldier, Blind Tony, Renzo. Renzo, I hope your family's doing well. I hope all's going well for you. Christy in Kentucky, and Kathy in Kentucky, Soaring on Eagles Wings in Canada, His Little Cherie in Canada. Someone I've been thinking about lately that I haven't heard from is Melissa from Albertville, Alabama. I hope you're doing okay and you're still with us. I also think of Whiter Than Snow. I hope you're doing well. So family, I just want you to know that I'm thinking of you and I'm praying for you. And I enjoy hearing each and every one of you. All right. Thanks and have a great day.